to StockPicks rather than ask you, Nesson, for your view on Old Mutual. Is there anything that you would be buying or selling actually at this point in time?
So I'm going to go with Tesla.
Selling it or buying it?
Buying. And it's not on fundamentals. You know, I know a lot of traders watch the show as well, and I'm sure a lot of them picked it up. But you cannot deny the price action. I mean, we had the start in October last year, so it's not really gone on for that much of time. But just the price action, the momentum behind the price is difficult for anyone to ignore. So I think as a trader, you know, because this is a trading market right now, as a trader, this could potentially reach much higher levels than $1,000, which where it is right now, I think.
Okay, well, you're a brave man, Nesson. So Tesla for Nesson. Mark, how about you?
I'm going with British American Tobacco. So, I mean, you're getting a 7% dividend yield in pounds. It's trading on a 10 PE. I mean, they just came out with their half-year market update. They managed to grow a bit, still a bit of market share in the US. They did revise their guidance down slightly, but you're still getting a low single-digit growth in earnings from the stock. And, I mean, they do have the kind of growth story in their next-generation products. So I think that it's well priced at this level. And I think in this environment where interest rates clearly are going to be even lower for even longer, you're going to be looking for stocks that have a decent income yield.
Yeah.
There's not a lot that offer that. And even in this environment, they still are able to pay a dividend and have earnings and don't have the volatility of earnings that other stocks do.
And if you've been denied your smoking experience, at least you can have a sort of virtual one by buying yourself some British American Tobaccos. Nesson, Mark, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nice to see you both in good spirits. Mark Dutoy is from Oystercatcher Investments, Nesson Nair from Sussman Securities, and I'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. In the meantime, have a good evening.